this week on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, we tell you, ask you, but we don't really care about your opinion. We tell you what are the greatest, top 10 greatest heavy metal songs of all time. Want to find out? Stick around. You're listening to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back. Ludini, Hard Rock and Metal Circus coming at you in your face on this lovely Sunday afternoon. Hope you guys had a great time in church. I hope you know, gasp for forgiveness for all your sins because it's about to start all over right now. special thanks to Rock Rage Radio for having the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. We are just unbelievably grateful to those guys for getting it out there on the interwebs and interwaves. They're doing a great thing by keeping great guitar-driven rock alive, and that's what we're all about here. Anyways, LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is our website. Please go there often. The podcasts, share them around. In fact, those of you that are watching live right now on Facebook, hit that share button. This is how we promote music in 2018, almost 2019. This is how it's done, by you guys hitting that share button and letting people know about it. Go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com, share around the podcast you like. Also, there's a little bit of merchandise there. We've got some t-shirts and stuff. We've got more stuff coming in the future. Go check that out, LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. If you would like to get in on the real stuff, you want to hear the real dirty jokes, you want to find out all the stuff that really pisses Keith the fuck off and he never really tells it on it. Well, actually, he doesn't really hold back much, does he? Anyways, yeah. You can find out all that and get exclusive music, exclusive video at LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle. That's our Inner Circle group there. We're going to come up with a better name for it, by the way. But right now, LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle for real rockers who really want to do their part. Get involved behind the scenes on keeping great guitar-driven rock alive. LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle. Okay. So, we have a great show for you tonight. We do not have Keith the Hawk Hawkins, but we are going to have him soon.
It's me.
In a couple weeks. Keith's a professional musician, and he has some cool gigs and stuff like that coming up, and we're really happy for him. About a year ago, him and his wife made a big move. They left their home here in the Pittsburgh area and moved to New Orleans and to really make a go of things down there. And we are really happy for him, and we wish him all the best. So, but Keith will be back in a couple of weeks. We have Lily V6 though with us.
What's up?
What's going on, Lily? What's happening with you this week? Tell us. You did something fun this week. You went to see somebody, Cole.
I did. I saw on Friday at Darien Lake in Buffalo. Brantley Gilbert, Wheeler Walker Jr., and Kid Rock. Now, I was there for Kid Rock, so don't get me wrong. Everybody told me I'd love Brantley. I didn't love Brantley. He was good, but I didn't love him. And Wheeler Walker Jr., oh my God, that man's mouth is dirtier than mine. I don't know how that's even possible.
Does he kiss his mother with that mouth?
Probably.
Thanks, I'll be here all week. Try the veal.
But it was good, and yeah, it was a good show. A little cold, but it was good. I liked it.
Wheeler Walker Jr.
Yes.
Wheeler Walker. Okay.
Dirty man.
Dirty man. He's a dirty man. Speaking of dirty men, have you ever heard John Volby?
I have not. Should I hear
him? Maybe when we go over to, maybe after the show, when we go over to the Inner Circle, I'll play you guys some John Volby.
Does he like his pussy in boots? I don't want to know.
Yeah. He does songs like Yank My Doodle, It's a Dandy. Three Blind Crabs, stuff like that. He's known as Dr. Dirty.
Ooh.
So we will maybe when we go over the Inner Circle, we will. I'll play you guys a little John Volby.
Is he attractive?
All right. The last time I saw him, he had a giant mullet.
Oh,
so there you are.
So no.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so Ludini Rock and Roll Hard Rock and Metal Circus tonight, we are going to be talking about the greatest metal songs of all time. And you know, how do you do that, right? Like, What would be a criteria for a great metal song? What makes a great metal song, Lily? What do you think?
In my opinion, it was if I could listen to it and like just rock out. Or there's actually a couple that are dear to me because of when they came out. And also there were some in video games. Actually, there's a lot of them in video games, I noticed. Most of my choices.
Is that a thing, video
that
games?
That was a thing for me because, you know, I played Vice City all the time. So, yes, I am a video game nerd. But I don't know. As long as it's not too screamy, I do have a couple of those and I can understand them and I can rock out and not change it after this 3-minute song.
I think a couple of things that matter. First of all, I think that it has to have that metal vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first of all, for it to be a metal song.
Right.
And we have done podcasts, and it's difficult, really, to kind of get to what is metal. I mean, there's people there's people that try to tell me Pantera is not metal because they play the blues scale.
Fight me.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. So I think that any song in any genre has to have a great hook. So it's got to have some kind of really cool riff, either a great guitar. In metal and in rock, you can have a hook that's kind of based around the guitar riff. It doesn't necessarily have to be a vocal hook, the way like a lot of pop songs might be or country songs. So it's got to have some kind of cool hook, memorable riffs. And it has to have something that makes you want to like either pump the fist, bang the head,
whip the hair around,
swing the hair in a circle thing. It's got to make you want to do at least one of those things. If it's not
mosh,
mosh. So if you're not doing any of that stuff to it, it's probably not that great of a metal song. Most metal isn't like easy listening.
No.
Yeah, it's just not really easy listening at all.
Come on.
Let's go ahead. I did one of these things. I don't know if you guys ever heard of this thing. I'm kind of new to it, too. It's called Facebook. So I don't know if you guys ever heard of Facebook.
Wow.
But we ran a post today just to kind of get people's opinions. And I just asked, here's what we're going to talk about. So what do you guys think? And so we had some people, Mike Dill, Jason Pinkney, Tom Johnson again, Jerry Grease all chimed in with their ideas. Jason Pinkney says Painkiller. That's Judas Priest.
Yeah, that's accurate.
It's a great track. Mike Dill says, don't know if this is considered metal, but my ear loves Filter. Hey, man, nice shot. It's not metal.
It's rock.
Rock, great track. I love that song too. Tom Johnson, maybe this is a Tom Johnson who used to be in the Doobie Brothers. I don't know. Said "Day of the Eagle" by Robin Trower. Not metal. Great song,
but good try. Thanks for playing.
Jared Grease says "Mr. Crowley" by Ozzy. "Symptom of the Universe" by Sabbath. Newer stuff I'd go with would be "Denial" by Seven Dust.
Yeah.
So those are all cool picks. So. That's a little bit of what you guys are thinking. You know, that is, you know, where kind of where your heads are about the whole thing. Lily has a list. Keith actually emailed his
list
in. He left me a list.
Oh, nice.
He says, these are the greatest metal songs of all time. Motherfucker.
Is that what he said?
No. But I'm going to kind of throw one of these out here. War Pigs.
Well, yeah. That's definitely a metal song.
That's probably, I mean, in terms of metal, great metal tracks, not only is that a great metal track, that's like one of the tracks that defined what is metal and what metal could and would be. I mean, it's got the whole social commentary kind of thing in there. It's dark. It's about death and destruction. It's pretty much the beginning, you know, this Sabbath is the beginning of metal, and it's a great example of metal. What do you got, Lily? Is there anything you want to talk about before we, because we're going to play a song here. Since we don't have Keith, we're going to play a little bit more music tonight for you guys.
Okay, well, I can do my honorable mentions. I have a couple. So I have Napalm Death, who I finally got to see this year, and their song Scum.
scum. Scum!
I have Witching Hour by Venom. Kind of starts off with the whole bell thing, like in, you know, Hell's Bells. I really like that song, but I also like it because it came out December of 81, which is when I was born. So, yay. So it's as old as me. God. my other honorable mention, because I'm never going to put this on a regular list, is Seek and Destroy by Metallica, 1983. Also on the post 9/11 inappropriate songs. But it's played at almost every show. So there you go.
Eric Ernst says, eating pussy, kicking ass.
That's a song by Wheeler Walker Jr.
Scott Scorgia. Rock on, brother. Thank you, Scott. I'm going to kind of digress for half a second.
Go ahead.
Because you mentioned the thing about the bells.
Yes.
And we have talked about AC/DC many times.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do a show called Hard Rock and Heavy Metal and not talk.
AC/DC.
But I just want to put something out to you guys. I know that AC/DC is not really metal. However, do you think that maybe the song Hell's Bells might be a metal song in this kind of like
disguise?
You know, I mean, because it's got that whole darkness to it. It's got that minor key. It's got that theme to it. It's got, you know.
It's kind of got the
and
schematics.
And it's really, you want to kind of do this to it, you know.
It's kind of got the schematics of a metal song. Josh said Venom.
War Ensemble by Slayer. Who said that?
Eric Ernst said War Ensemble Slayer. Metal AF. We'll just say metal as fuck.
Metal as fuck. 10 songs. That'll be the name of the podcast. Which I'm going to change the name. 10 songs, metal as fuck. That's what we'll call
metal
it.
Metal AF.
Metal as fuck.
For those PC folks.
For you PC. You PC pussy lovers. Okay, so let's go ahead and rock out to a jam.
Let's do it.
This isn't really that heavy, but this is a great hard rock band. We played them last week. We played one song. We played one track by them last week. We played another one this week. This is a band, Cool Life. It's a track called Waves. Cool Life on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
Before
All right, and it is, tis the season, right? Isn't it, Lily?
Yes.
Tis the Halloween season.
This is my Christmas.
Lily, if you get a gift from Lily on the 31st, this is her Christmas.
This is my Christmas.
And happy Halloween. We are celebrating all month long. Going to give you guys a little Halloween juice here and there. We'll be doing a Halloween show this year. We will do Halloween special when we do our show on I have to look at the calendar and see actually what day is Halloween. It's a Wednesday. So maybe what we should do is do the show on a Wednesday, maybe.
Yeah, I don't see why not. I'm not doing anything.
Maybe we'll do it on a Wednesday and we'll just get completely shit-faced. Like that's what we do every week.
If we do it on the 31st, I will drink
whiskey. So anyways, guys, that was Cool Life, because they're cool.
There we go.
Let me go ahead and give you the webby site. You want to go to coollife.band and get everything there. So check them out. I just did an interview with them. You guys can go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Check out my interview with Cool Life. Bunch of really actually cool guys. Really fun guys.
Cool.
Yeah, you want to check them out. So we are talking about the top 10 metal songs of all time. So Keith chimed in, and I'm going to kind of just cop Keith's list with War Pigs. So what's your number 10, Lily?
My number 10 is Hammer Smashed Face by Cannibal Corpse.
Now, why is that on your list? What do you love about
this? The name is what got me to listen to it. But also, I love Cannibal Corpse, and it's screamy metal, and typically I don't like screamy
metal,
but
I
like this one because I like everything that it stands for.
Wow. I like everything that it stands for.
Sick, right?
And to the screaming for which it stands.
Oh, it was named Ace Ventura, too.
Get out of town. The first one? The original?
Yeah, the first one. Mm-hmm. But it's like a condensed version of it, though. But it's still in there.
Sweet. That's awesome. Ace Ventura getting all metal on your ass.
I'm allowed.
All right. So that is your number.
That's my number 10.
Okay. And here's one that would be on my list. It's on Keith's as well, is Master of Puppets. I know you're not a Metallica fan, but I think the song is, whether you're a Metallica fan or not, I think you're just kind of being hateful towards Metallica if you don't have it on your list, because it is such a classic metal song that, like, everybody, I mean, it inspired so many other bands to want to play metal. It's an epic track, devastating guitar riff. It's got really everything, and everybody who knows metal knows that song. I just think
that's true, and you're right. It's probably like the metal song of Metallica. However, I will not put Metallica on my list.
That's because you're a hater.
I am a hater. I think they're a bunch
of
whiny bitches.
That's your name, Lily Hater.
Metallica's a bunch of whiny bitches. Oh, don't put my songs on Napster. Oh my God. Shut up.
I think we have some tsetse flies in here.
We do. I think there's a fungus nest.
Titsy teetsies.
Oh my God.
Okay, so I'm going to go with...
Are you doing your own number 10?
That is probably...
Or is that your number 10?
That's my number one, probably.
Uh-oh.
I love that song. I think I had kids bring that to me, and like, I'm like, you can't even fucking play a C chord, and you want me to teach you how to play Master of Puppets? No. They got to pick something else.
No. Let's start with the basics.
Let's start with fucking Smoke on the Water or Iron Man. Come on. Really? You want to learn Master of Fucking Puppets? Get the fuck out of here. So, mainly I said that because I had to go home and learn it because I did not play it. You guys understand, too, like, there was no fucking internet when I was teaching guitar lessons. Like, today, you got it so fucking easy. Like, I had to learn a song the other day for one of my podcasts. I do Wicked Riff Wednesday, and I was tracking, like, I need to brush up on, make sure I'm playing it right, you know? Just pulled it up on fucking YouTube. Okay.
Oh, it's easy now. Yeah, you don't have to go buy the book or just
You can actually watch a guy do it, you know? Back then, man, it was like, and these kids would bring these songs, and I'm like,
no.
What?
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Go learn. And
anyhow, so I got Master of Puppets. Masturbation. Does anybody ever masturbate a puppet?
I bet you that's a thing. Actually.
Oh, God. What's that movie you went to see?
Hellfest.
No, the other one with the puppets.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. The Happy Time Murders. Yes, there was masturbation of puppets in that.
Nice.
But I was talking about the teddy bears.
Their next week's show will be on the greatest puppet masturbation moments of all time.
I was talking about the girls who screw teddy bears with dildos on them because I see that a lot in porn. Sorry, it's a thing. I don't watch it deliberately. It just pops
deliberately.
Up.
I don't watch it deliberately. She had to add deliberately.
Well, I don't. It pops up when I'm doing searches of other things.
Searches of things. Okay, go ahead. What do you got?
My number 9 is Holy Diver. Dio.
Holy Diver! That's a...
Also on the list of post-9/11 inappropriate songs, by the way.
Why is that a...
I don't know. It made the list, though.
Really?
Really?
I'm going to nominate... Keith says Domination by Pantera. I am not going to say that one, but go ahead, Keith. Go, Keith. We love you, Keith.
Whoop, whoop.
I would say... Walk.
What?
Are you talking to me? Walk on home, boy. Walk by Pantera. That is such an evil riff, and the guitar tone is just unbelievable, man. You want to hear Cobra and the Lotus?
Yes,
do a version of Holy Diver. If there's going to be some stupid commercial, which course, freaking Christine Todd Whitman, go fuck yourself. I don't give a shit. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I hate them all. Paul politicians.
I'm voting for
burn,
myself next
could
time.
Burn in fucking hell. In fact, that's what I want to play next election. You're gonna burn in hell. Acoustic.
I've heard this. I like it.
This is a very cool band. We've actually played them on a podcast a few times. Cobra and the Lotus has an album where they do a tribute to all their favorite Canadian bands.
Oh, really?
They do Rush and Triumph and stuff. Like, it's fun, yeah.
Well, we can go ahead and skip Rush.
Holy Diver, you've been down too long in the midnight sea. Oh, what's becoming of me?
Great track, right? Holy Diver. What can you say?
Dio.
There should be a Dio song on the list. Of course. Why did you pick that and not Rainbow in the Dark? I'm just curious.
I actually prefer this one. I don't know. I just like it better.
I think that I would say this is a little more metal because of the... Dun, dun, dun,
yeah,
dun,
I guess
dun,
Rainbow's dun, probably
dun,
a little dun, more poppy sounding.
Rainbow's maybe more hard
upbeat.
Rock. Oh, you fucking metalheads with your like... Nah, 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 nah. I'm gonna cry.
Metalheads are kind of crybabies sometimes.
I know. I love you guys, but gee, you gotta chill the fuck out, man. If it's hard and heavy and blowing your fucking hair back,
just enjoy it.
The fuck out.
Just enjoy the fuck
God.
Out. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, don't.
Metalheads. Oh, my God.
We should really do like one of those memes with a metalhead.
It's Myrtle. Not metal. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Myrtle.
Yeah, there you are. Oh, my God, not Myrtle. You're not Myrtle at all.
I can't deal with it.
It don't sound metal with me.
God.
If it ain't got no Donny Irish in it, I don't want to hear it. Okay, so far we've hit... War Pigs, we hit Walk by Pantera, we hit Master of Puppets, Keith says Domination by Pantera.
Cannibal Corpse. And Dio.
And Dio.
Which he should be on the list of.
Of course, I mean, Dio. Okay, what do you got?
I actually have Metal on Metal by Anvil on next. And actually,
really?
The first time I heard that song was on The Simpsons.
I don't know.
I like that one though. It's metal. It's even got metal.
I'm not saying
it's not
metal.
Oh, okay. I thought you were gonna argue.
You know, we should do a show on
metal, not metal.
Songs that say
metal.
Hey, Matt Reiser just sent me a message. Sent me a video.
Oh God, no.
Puppets Master. Oh, it's a meme. Elmo testifies about his years at Sesame Street where he was passed around and fisted by cast members. Matt, thank you for sharing that because we need to get the truth out about Elmo. And we, you know, he's had a lot of problems. Matt Reiser, we love you. Matt is such a cool dude. He's hooked me up in so many ways. I love you, Matt. And it was your birthday a week or so ago. And I hope you had a great freaking birthday. If you rocked the fuck out and if you just played Kiss all day. Matt loves Kiss and Alice Cooper. So these are the ones we have so far. Now... I am going to throw one out at Chinzal. Are you ready?
I'm ready for it.
I don't know. In my mind, when somebody says heavy metal, you're not going to like this.
Oh, God. Here it comes.
I'm going to say Iron Man.
I'm okay with it.
That's just,
I'm actually okay
like,
with it.
There's like a ton of bricks like coming to like stomp on your head. Like, I mean, you kids today don't understand. You just don't get it.
I would have not put it on my list, but I'm not disagreeing with it.
Well, you know, what I was going to say before I was so rudely interrupted by Elmo testifying about being fisted on Sesame Street. Thanks,
Jesus,
Matt.
Elmo.
Was we should do a song? We should do a show about songs that say heavy metal in them, but aren't really heavy metal.
I can deal with that.
Like, it's your one-way ticket to midnight. Call it heavy metal. By
that's
Sammy
my theme
Hagar.
Song, actually. Yes.
That's a great jam, but it's not really heavy metal. Neither is Heavy Metal by Don Felder. Those are both on the same album, by the way. the song though that invented the song where the term heavy metal came from, though, is not a metal song either.
It's stepping
like
right?
Smoking Lightning.
Yeah.
Heavy Metal Thunder.
Yeah, that's where that came from, that phrase.
It came right from that. But
I thought so.
So, anyhows.
I thought so.
So, what do we got next here, Lily V. Sixer?
My next choice, my number 7, is Screaming for Vengeance, Judas Priest.
Oh, it's a great track.
You're welcome.
I love that
Screaming
song.
For Vengeance.
Screaming for Vengeance. Really?
It's also in video games like Rock Band and Rock Band 2. You could actually download the entire album for that game if you guys have it. I don't know if you knew that. Nerds.
Well, you know, that's where a lot of people hear great rock. A lot of younger people.
Video games.
Like they know because of
well, I guess thank
guitar,
goodness for that.
What's it called? Guitar
Hero.
Yeah, Guitar Hero.
Yeah, I played that. But I had the whole Aerosmith one. But
do you
want
to hear Claymore?
Yes.
Do Screaming for Vengeance?
Yes.
Great YouTube channel.
Ooh.
That's a killer riff. This is, you guys can go to, you just search Claymore on YouTube.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, it's totally effortless for him. When you guys watch the video, you can see it's like, he's just sitting down, relaxing.
Having some coffee.
Yeah, just like belting out this amazing track. So, what number are we up to, girl?
I just did my 7. That's
7, 11. We have, okay, Keith cheated. Angel of Death and Raining Blood by Slayer. So he picked 2.
Oh, cheater, cheater. Well,
cheater.
I have 2 of the same.
Wiener beater.
I have 2 of the same band.
Okay, go ahead. Well, give us your number. Whatever. Number 6.
My number 6 is the number of the beast, Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden.
I hate you.
That's on my list, too. And that's actually
that's a good song.
Keith's next one as well. Number, I mean, that is just such. I think if like aliens came from outer space and said, "What's heavy metal?" I think
you would give them
that
track.
Song, I'd probably play the Number of the Beast.
I love Iron Maiden. It's in my top 5 of favorite metal bands. So I love them.
I think they're just freaking awesome.
They are freaking awesome.
So let's So that was number. That was
number 6.
That was our number 6. So we're gonna do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 when we come back,
yes.
Right? Okay, we're gonna rock out. This is a band. I don't know. I just discovered them. They're called Lou Lombardi's Strange Love. I don't know. This is a track called "The Killing" on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. We'll be right back.
I can't.
All right, guys. Welcome back, Ludini, Hard Rock and Metal Circus. That was my band from a year or so ago with former co-host of the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, Katie Simone, on vocals with me there. And go to lulombardimusic.com and you can download, you can get a free download there and get all kind of cool stuff. So that's my contribution to wow. rock and roll. And since my show, you're going to be hearing some more of my music as we
so deal progress. With it.
Yes, so that's just how it's going to be. And happy Halloween. Happy Halloween month. It's a whole month of for all you Halloweeners out there.
I'm definitely
if you're a
Halloweener,
say I'm a Halloweener. I'm raising my hand. I'm a Halloweener. Okay, here we go. Now, speaking of all you Halloweeners, Lily is going to give us do the shout outs.
Oh, yes. Let me do that. Okay, guys. Chris Thunderwolf, Kevin Femke, Joe Clayton, Eric Ernst, Jessica Spears, John Dreger, Hubert Cumberdale.
Hubert.
Louis Gambogi, Jeff Lantry, Tracy Sampson, Scott Scorigia, is that how you say that? Josh Montadoro, Angela Mockby, Mike Smario. I'm probably saying these names wrong. I'm really sorry, guys.
We take no responsibility for how we pronounce your name. You get a fucking shout out. Deal with how we pronounce
your name. Honest Brutality. Thanks, guys.
Honest Brutality.
Matt Reiser, Liam Mulligan, Stephen Kopelman. Josh Podrat, Jason Pinkney, Todd Myra, Noah Zimamiri, Jason Sapienza, Dominique Richardson, who said Rammstein.
Ooh! Du.
And Stuart.
Du hast.
Stuart Hallett.
Stuart. All right, Stuart. Thank you, all you guys, all Yins guys, for, we really appreciate it. It's just really so cool that You know, there's people out there that really appreciate great guitar-driven rock. If you love great guitar-driven rock, you're super passionate about it, go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Check out our website because, not just to check out the website, but there's cool shit there. There's tons of great podcasts like this one. Interviews, specialty podcasts, all kind of cool stuff. Share them around. Share them with your friends. Turn your friends on to what we're doing here to keep great guitar-driven rock alive. Number one, some cool merchandise there. Come on, guys. Like, get yourself a cool Ludini shirt, mug, shot glass, condoms. It's all there. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.com. Bras. Yeah. Exactly. And if you want to get a little deeper, if you really want to show that you're really serious about great guitar-driven rock, hard rock, metal, then I highly encourage you to get involved on the deeper level. I said very deep.
Balls deep.
Balls deep. We're taking the balls all the way in, not just the tip. All right,
to
guys?
To the chin.
You know, if you go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com and you check out some stuff, you're just kind of like sticking the tip in.
Oh my God.
But if you want to go balls deep, you want to go to LuLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. That will take you. In fact, we're going to change that to LuLombardi.com/ballsdeep.
I like it.
And you're going to go balls. You want to go balls deep. LuLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. You get to hang out with us after the show. You get access to all kind of cool music and videos and stuff, exclusive shit. So check that out. LuLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. I just want to see real quick stir here.
Quickster.
Real quickster. Do you see events on this? There we are.
Yes.
And I just want to see if we had any comments on the event part of it. Because I had people comment on the post. Sometimes people comment, we'll post something in the discussion
in the
on the event. And I just want to make sure. Okay. No. We don't have anybody on that. Okay, cool. All right. We do appreciate you guys hanging out with us. So let's get our 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What do you got, girl?
My 5 is Hangar 18 by Megadeth. I like that you don't know.
Wait a minute. I'm thinking maybe you and Keith.
No, we didn't.
I thought he had a Megadeth song on here.
He doesn't have that one.
What does he have?
I don't know. I didn't see that on there, though.
That's a very Holy War. He's got Holy War.
Okay, so, yeah, both with an H. I picked that one because it was, like, inspired by the film Hangar 18 as well.
Okay, what about number 5 on my end being... The like ace of spades. The ace of spades.
Ace of spades.
Really, everything.
That, I like that song.
Everything that Lemmy did was cool. You know, there's some funny covers. I was jogging the other day, and all of a sudden I heard "Tie Your Mother Down" kick in, and it was Lemmy's version of it. And it's really cool. It's very, very cool. It's actually a lot edgy. It doesn't have those like awesome Queen vocals, but it's like way edgier. You know, he brings the Lemmy thing to it. And it works. You know how Lemmy is.
I love him.
I know.
I love him. That?
All right, what's your number four, girl?
My number four. Oh, that's not my number four. That's my number five. My number four is Paranoid, Black Sabbath. I did have to include them. I chose that one.
Everybody's got a Sabbath. I don't think you could do top 10 greatest without heavy metal Sabbath. Songs of all time without some Sabbath.
Being is that they're the starters of heavy metal.
They, like, started the shit. Like, you know, they invented it.
That song's used in tons of commercials, TV, movies. It's very, very commercialized, but I do love that song. So, I don't care.
How about this one? Now, this is a little more modern, and this is more kind of alternative metal, but what about Ticks and Leeches by Tool?
Okay. I'm not a huge Tool fan, but I do.
That's not what I heard. Hot licks.
Balls deep. Balls sounds deep like a good time, because it is. You're welcome.
If you're ready to go balls deep, I need $700 a month. I'm just kidding. Anyways, well, actually, I do. But, okay, so we've got those. So what do we have? So where are we? Number four, three? What?
We are on three.
Three. Number three.
Overkill, Motorhead. That's my Motorhead.
Motorhead. How come you don't think? How about Holy Wars by Megadeth?
How about that?
What's your number two? Are you ready to take a number two? Who's ready to take their number two?
I don't need the number two yet.
Who keeps thumbs upping and smiling? I want to know who you are.
I don't know. They're happy, though. They like us. They like our balls deep. Heaven and Hell. Jason Pinkney said Heaven and Hell. James Axel said Raven Black. Dominique Richards said System of a Down. Oh, my God. I hate you so much.
System of a Down, that's a band, not a song.
I didn't see a song. No, there's no song. Really? You're going to continue that? Balls deep. I'm saying balls deep after, like, everything now. It's going to be like saying over.
Balls. You know what? That's going to be a t-shirt. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.com. Balls deep.
Lily goes balls deep.
We are, what we're doing is, okay, I'll just give you guys a little bit of a behind the scenes right now. We are putting together a whole Patreon thing. And so we're trying to figure out, like, kind of what to call the different Patreon levels.
Okay.
And there's a level where you get a t-shirt. But we're trying to figure out what's going to. So we might do Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.com. I went balls deep.
I kind of like that. That's fun. You're welcome.
Anyways.
Do you want to know my number two?
Okay. I'm going to pick a number two. I'm going to do a number two. Can I do number two, too?
You can.
I love doing number two.
I know you do. Just ask Keith. And his bathroom.
Whoa. Yeah, I did. I clogged Keith's toilet. Okay, now, I'm just going with Keith's because I can't think. I'm, like, brain farting all over the place. Well, I mean, Keith, you guys, this is how much Keith and Lily really contribute to what we do here. So, I'm doing all the background stuff, but they're really kind of bringing
I literally content. Broke my brain over this
I
one.
I know you guys did. I really appreciate it. So even though Keith isn't here, I really appreciate him doing this. He jumped in, and again, this is a band that a lot of people do not consider to be metal. But, well, maybe we should pick this song.
This is not
no
okay. Metal. Get out of here.
It's by Godzilla. I mean, what? God, how much more metal can you get than God frickin' Zilla? But Keith threw out this, and I don't know how I feel about it. I'm just going to put it out there, you guys. I know a lot of metalheads are going to be like, no frickin' way. Freedom by Rage Against the Machine.
See, I'm going to half count. Because I feel like that one is sort of metally. So I'm going to half count that. And
it's
I like
metally?
It's metally. And I like Rage anyway. I had a huge crush on.
Which one? Zach?
Yes. When I was young.
De La Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. You can do it.
Although my judgment's not very good ever. So that's beautiful.
See, I need. I like hurt my face doing that. Like, that's why I need the
sound effects. So, yeah. Well, you could just make the sound effect, and can't you like hook it up to all these gadgets?
Hurt myself. Okay, no more masturbation for me. So what's your number one, girl?
No, I got to do number two. I didn't do it yet.
What's your number two?
Run to the Hills, Iron Maiden.
Run to the Hills.
I had to pick.
That's just like one of the greatest jams ever. I mean, honestly, we could probably put Iron Maiden probably four or five times at least on the list.
I think we could kind of easily.
I think we were just trying to kind of like mix it up. But really, to be honest, you could probably populate the list at least five of the top 10 with Iron Maiden songs.
I couldn't choose between Number of the Beast and Run to the Hills, so that's why they're
both. Flight of Icarus. That's
too.
A great jam.
Trooper.
The Trooper.
I mean, we could. Yeah, there's four right there. So five. It's half the list.
2 Minutes to Midnight. I mean, they're all great songs. I'm going to say, here's my number one.
Okay.
And I know some of you people aren't going to agree, but I think that the Oz Man, Crazy Train, that is a sick riff. And it's like the song we take for granted. Because you've heard it on classic rock radio, like, yawn. But if you forget all that, and you just get back to the basics.
The metal basics. It is right there.
And it broke. It was a huge. Not only is it a great track, not only is it total freaking metal, it broke big. In many ways, it put what people thought was metal, like kind of on the map. Like, again, like Sabbath did it, and Ozzy 10 years later comes out with this Blizzard of Oz thing and blows everybody's doors up with this Crazy Train song, which is like off the hook. It's just like great guitar solo, killer riff, amazing lyrics. Everything about it is just fucking awesome. So I'm gonna say Crazy Fucking Train.
I can't disagree. Mine's a little different. My number one's a little different from your number one. You can thank me seeing them twice this year. So my number one is Raining Blood, Slayer.
A great jam. Of course.
One of the epitomes of metal music right there. I love that it's epic. I love the storms at the end. I love the fastness. I love all the lights they had at the show. It was fantastic. Just epic. Dark and bloody. Like I like.
I'm gonna see.
You know it was covered by Tori Amos, by the way.
Really?
Yep.
See, I was going to throw a cover out of it. There's a cover by Body Count with featuring, what's his name? Ice-T.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But let's go ahead and, like, hopefully we won't get our hands smacked for this. Let's play a little bit of this version by Tori Amos. We'll just play a couple seconds of it because I know how you internet people get.
Big crybabies.
It's cool.
It starts out like it's sort of supposed to. Balls deep to this song.
Anyways, I don't want to go too much on that because if we play,
we'll get in trouble.
Yeah, we'll get in trouble. So let's. But anywho's it. So you guys can check that out. You can find anything on YouTube. So you don't even have to fuck around with Spotify or anything like that.
We can just talk. Ask Siri, find this, and you'll find it. Siri does all the things.
Here's a band called Red Sun. All My Life on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
Thank you. It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horror-thon.
It's almost time, kids, for Halloween. Who's ready for Halloween? I am. I love Halloween. It's a lot of fun. The clock
is ticking. It's my Christmas. It's my Christmas. I have candy out on my desk like I'm the witch from Hansel and Gretel. And I'm luring.
And it's probably poisoned, right?
It might be.
Laced with like LSD and shit. That is a band I really freaking love called Red Sun. Let me go ahead and give Yin's guys out there in internet land. You can go to their website's a Facebook page. So
and it's not Red Sun, sorry.
But here's the thing though. If you search Red Sun, there is a Red Sun and it's not the same band. This is Red Sun, one word. Facebook.com/BlackwaterSin. And those guys need to square that away because they're probably missing out on a lot of
things.
Like people finding them and stuff. Because they're really killer band. Before that, we had Strange Love. You can go to LouLombardiMusic.com. We opened the show with Cool Life. You can go to Cool Life Band. We're going to wrap up with Never Wake in a few minutes here. So you said, what did you go see, Lily?
I went to see the movie Hellfest.
And give us your sort of review of Hellfest.
Okay, so it was, so it's about these kids who go to Hellfest, which is an amusement park with a bunch of haunted houses, super scary. They had the VIP experience, whatever. And it's like, you gotta get to the scariest part of the haunted house, and it's like the biggest scare ever. Well, it's very predictable. However, it's really good, a lot gorier than I thought it was gonna be. And the end is kind of opens it up for maybe a sequel. And it was kind of interesting. But I liked it. Makes me a little scared to go to Cedar Point this weekend now. But I thought it was good. I think it's a good Halloween movie. Halloween-esque movie.
Halloween-y?
Halloween-y. Balls deep.
Are you guys Halloweeners out there? Who's a Halloweener? Raise your hand. Okay. I want to throw one at you guys, too. It's a shame Keith's not here because we can talk about it. I saw this possibly the greatest Nicolas Cage movie in the history of Nicolas Cage movies. It's called Mandy. And you guys can get it if you can rent it on Amazon. It is gory and weird and violent and crazy and just fucked up. And there's a chainsaw. There's a chainsaw fight in it. Two guys with chainsaws fight.
Is it like lightsaber fighting, or is it?
This is like, I won't.
Don't spoil it.
This is like if David Lynch sat down and said, "Okay, I'm gonna make a horror movie, like a full blown." Like he's got a lot. There's elements of horror, like in Lost Highway and Blue Velvet, movies like that. But say David Lynch said, "I'm gonna actually just go balls out, balls deep." And make a horror movie. It's that kind of, it's weird and crazy and fucked up and trippy. And it's got cool music by King Crimson.
Ooh.
Just like, really, it might be Nicholas, and there's the guy, it's got tons of like accolades, like South by Southwest and all kind of like, all these film festivals like praised shit out of it. But it's weird. You know, just kind of be prepared for kind of a weird movie.
Cage.
It's not just... Yeah, I mean, he's goes crazy. I heard it. Did you see Mom and Dad?
No.
Yeah, it's a movie where, like, everybody who's a parent goes crazy and they want to kill their kids. Yeah, and that came out, like, about it. That came out, like, that just came out, too. And I want to see that one. I haven't seen that one yet, but I heard that's very good, too. But I'm telling you, Mandy, off. The only thing that was wrong with the movie... And Sharon and I were talking, which were like, it'd be so awesome if when they rolled the credits at the end, they played the song by Barry Manilow, Mandy.
Yes.
That would have just been like, fuck!
That would have made it creepy.
I'm so not worthy. But without the song by Barry Manilow, it is a crazy, fucked up time. You're going to have a good time. And if you have some hallucinogenic substances laying around the house, it'd be a great time to break them out for this movie. It's freaking awesome. So, anyways, I was telling what's your name again?
Lily.
Lily. I was telling Lily, my girlfriend Sharon. I was telling Lily that my girlfriend Sharon and I are going to go to a Halloween party on Sunday. And I, this is going to be fun. I'm going as a rabbi, and Sharon is going as a nun. And so it's like a bad joke, right? A nun and a rabbi walk into a Halloween party. But the lady at Spirit Halloween said, you guys could take it a step further.
Oh, God. And
you could go as the nun and she could go as the rabbi.
That would be funny. You should do that.
So we might go. We might do
switch
that.
Switch it up.
Well, we're going to mess around with the costumes tomorrow night and see like what's going to work. So we might do that as well. So I'll take some photos and upload them for you guys to check out as well. So what about you? What are you going to do for Halloween this year?
Well, I am emceeing a show at the Hard Rock for Never Week. They are doing a benefit for UPMC Children's Hospital. So I'm going to be Elvira, emceeing the show Elvira style. So that'll be pretty cool. And then, I mean, other than that, I really don't have too many plans for Halloween this year, which is kind of sad. I'm just going to hit up parties, I guess, where I can. Oh, no, I lied. I'm going to meet Malcolm McDowell. At ScareCon.
When's that? When's ScareCon?
Last weekend in October.
Where's that going to be?
That is...
Cleveland?
Pittsburgh? No, it's in New York, but I don't remember
it's
where.
It's New York.
It's near Syracuse, I think?
Because they bring those, like, cons to Pittsburgh as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And yeah, the next one is in December for here, where Kevin Nash is going to be.
And Kevin Nash is...
He's a wrestler, but he was also in Magic Mike as Tarzan. For any of you women who've seen that, it's a stupid movie, but I like looking at them half-naked men. Sorry. I'm a girl.
Just half-naked?
They're only half-naked, much to my dismay.
I went to a horror con about 10 years ago at this convention center, and they were premiering the new Dario Argento movie at the time. And it was cool. So those conventions can be a lot of fun.
They're fun.
Yeah, and you can meet cool people and... get your picture taken and, you know,
autographs.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun memorabilia to look at and things like that. So, you know, if you're, you know, in the neighborhood, you should check some of those things out. So, that is pretty much it for today's show. I mean, no Keith, but I think it went okay. What do you think? We think we did okay?
Oh my gosh. I think
we'll have
awesome.
To play it for Keith and see if he says we did all right.
He'll yell at us. I mentioned Motley Crue and Kiss, so he's totally...
Oh, you're dead.
I'm
fucking
dead.
Me.
They weren't on my list, but I mentioned them during the podcast. So.
Could you imagine if we... You should have done that. Like, just
this would have been the week.
You should have just like made up a whole list of like gay hair... gay in the nicest possible sense. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I left out hair metal.
Like you should
have,
what you should have done was like, you should have no, listen. Oh, this would have been awesome. We should have done the whole show totally serious. And we should have picked like Firehouse.
Oh my God.
And like Britney Fox. And like all those like total frou-frou.
LA Guns.
Yeah, like all those like.
Extreme.
All those bands like that. Real, you know. Gender bender-ish, you know, type of stuff going on. And, you know, and played it completely serious.
Nelson.
Yeah, Nelson.
He'd have been so mad.
He would have been like, I quit! You guys ruined the whole thing!
Fuck you guys.
It would have been hilarious.
I'm done. Like this. Like this.
Keith would have been like, no. No, he'd have been like, no. He would have some great comeback. We have to fuck with him sometime on that, because he loves that. Him and Lily, they have a great...
We have a good time.
They have a great rep.
Fighting on our disagreements in music.
You can check out... So, Lily, tell us about your Hot Licks with Lily Six.
So, on Thursday night, 6 p.m., I have Hot Licks with Lily Six. I can't even say my own show name. On Rock Rage Radio. And download the app or go to the website, rockrageradio.com, to listen to that. And I actually have two interviews this week.
Who are you? What are you?
Sub-Zero, which is kind of more new metal.
Okay.
They were from Pittsburgh originally. Now they're in Florida. And I'm also I also interviewed Rocky from the Borstal Boys, who are opening up for Alice Cooper's band.
Nice.
So
Alice Cooper's band, he's not...
He's not there. It's just his backup band. He's not actually going to be there because he's playing the next day at Stage AE, I believe.
Well, okay. Well, where's Alice Cooper's band going to play?
They are going to be at the Smiling Moose. It's a very small, intimate thing.
When's this going to be?
It's the Thursday, the 25th of October.
Okay.
And you can only call for tickets.
Oh, you have to call for
tickets. There's a phone number on the event page, also on my page, Lily V6, and on the Rock Rage Radios. I've shared it everywhere. So.
We need to talk about this after the show.
Okay.
Okay, so LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is our website. Check that out. Go back and like the podcast, share the podcast, get the word out. Very freaking important. Buy some merchandise. Even more fucking important. if you want to get in and on some cool behind-the-scenes stuff, which we're going to do here in a minute, you want to go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. You can... There's all kind of cool stuff. First of all, you're immediately going to get automatic download of my album, The Bad Years. You're going to get access to my private Facebook group. You're going to get all kind of cool shit. Exclusive music, exclusive video. I can't even say exclusive. And you can do that all at LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. Now... We want to give a special shout out to our friends at Rock Rage Radio for allowing us, allowing our shenanigans, our screwing around to be part of their amazingly professional programming and just amazing talent there at Rock Rage Radio. And I highly recommend you go to rockrageradio.com and just get the app. That way you can listen to great hard rock and metal 24/7. You never have to go looking for it. You don't got to think about it. It's all there. All right, guys, it's been a pressure and a privilege.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly. One of those things.
Balls deep.
Balls deep. We are going to wrap up the show with Never Wake. You can go to neverwakemusic.com to get more info on those guys. And this is a track called Suffocate. You guys rock. We love you guys. Lily V6, Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Lou Dini, coming at you live. And we'll catch you guys all on the next Lou Dini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.